106.3 The Fox, it is the Big Kahuna. It is a Friday morning, and it is a basketball Friday for Ottawa Glendorf Titan fans. And we've got OG head coach Tyson McLaughlin with us on the line. Good morning, Coach.
Morning. How are we doing today?
Good. Well, happy New Year to you. Welcome to 2018, huh?
Hey, it's hard to believe, but it's here, and we're ready to go.
Has the break between Christmas and New Year's, not only for the players' personal schedules, but the fact that you kind of got off that weekend run, does that affect you guys at all?
You know, it typically does, and I always state that, you know, I'm not a big fan of Christmas break from the standpoint of from the basketball aspect of it, because it does get you off your routine, and, you know, guys are laying around a lot, and then you come in the morning, and sometimes the focus isn't where it needs to be, but the schedule kind of fit us pretty good. We played on last Wednesday against Perrysburg and able to get out of there with a victory, and then we gave the guys 3 full days off, which was needed, and they needed those days off to kind of recuperate, and we had some injuries, and some guys banged up, so they got a lot of rest, and we came back on New Year's Day, and we were ready to go.
I know we got some playing time starting about the middle of December, but how important is it to the team to get Jake Hoffman back involved in the play?
Anytime you can add an all-state caliber player and Jay into your lineup, it's going to make you better. But at the same time, it does take some time for everybody to kind of gel. You know, we spent all summer and then the first, you know, about 6 weeks of the season without Jay. So guys are doing different things and starting to, you know, build chemistry in different ways. And now you throw somebody in there, even though he's super talented, it takes some time. We're still not nearly where we need to be as far as the chemistry aspect of it with Jay. But you want to be playing your best basketball come February, and hopefully we'll be able to do that.
The guys that have played with him last season, you got to appreciate the fact that they know that's another gun that they can rely on, and that's got to help you as far as one more trick up your sleeve, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. It gives us another weapon. And the thing about Jay is he makes everybody around him better, and he doesn't even have to touch the ball to make people better just because of the attention that he kind of draws to himself. So it really helps our other guys and gives us another big body down there to clog up space and to rebound. So a lot of different things play the part, I guess you could say. So just because he's out there doesn't mean anything's going to be given to us. It just, I think, it makes the bullseye even bigger.
It's been almost 20 days since you've played a Western Buckeye League. You get back into Western Buckeye League play tonight with Bath. What can Titan fans expect tonight?
Well, I think you're going to get a re-energized group of guys. You know, like I said, we played a lot of games. We had some guys banged up before the new year, and I think we're pretty healthy right now. So our guys are, you know, they're excited about getting back into play, and especially in the WBL, going on the road, it's never, ever easy. So we got to be ready to go. Been a little bit longer of a break. You know, it's been about 8-9 days since we played a game, so I think that's going to be a good thing for us. And like I said, hopefully we can get out there, get up and down the court, get some transition baskets, and, you know, put on a good show.
All right, the big question before I let you go, what was the best thing you got for Christmas over the break?
Oh, man, the best thing I got for Christmas. Well, I always say the best thing for Christmas for me is to be undefeated going into before Santa comes, and we are undefeated. So that was probably number one. But a close number two, I'm a big Pistol Pete Maravich fan, and I got a framed jersey for my basement for my little man cave down there. So that'll definitely be up on the wall soon.
I'm disappointed. I thought you were going to say it was a Stretch Armstrong or something like that.
You never know. That might be on the other wall.
Coach, best of luck tonight and tomorrow night against Bluffton. Go Titans.
Go Titans. Thanks for having me.